Kata and I have been married for 42 years, and I can tell you there were some stormy times. Weapon scientists don't get recognition, not even from peers, not early on. She had a name as a sculptor before I was through my first postdoc. She'd go off to some gallery show where I could imagine all those rich men fawning on her.
So what did you do?
I drank too much for a while. Then I tried to boss her around, which is always bad, but particularly bad for a creative person's spouse because they can lose their gift, at least for a while. Kata tried to be what she thought was a good wife, and then the gallery owner came over and screamed at me for 2 hours one day about how I was a patriarchal, retrograde mastodon who didn't deserve her and belonged in a history museum with a spear up my butt.
So?
So, I threatened to demonstrate to the gallery owner just how retrograde I was, which cost me a fine later. But it was good in the long run. I thought about it, and I joined the Society for the Preservation of Antique Lore with my friend Barry. Worked my way up to Knight Commander of the White Brigade, which means a lot of people fawned on me when they weren't trying to crack my skull in tournaments. Oh, and it did wonders for my ego.
And you're still married?
More to the point, we still want to be married. Yes, I ogle the girls, especially the shy ones who needed more than you might think. And yes, Kata still purrs and preens when some rich old fart tells her how talented she is. But the fact of the matter is, we're each other's best friend and partner. And that's how it is, was, and will be.
It sounds good.
It's better than good. And what it takes is character, commitment, and time.
Esme has character.
Yeah, that's what attracted you, probably. Besides your hormones, you come from a heritage of character. And you know she has courage.
Yes, but I'm not sure I'm a match for her.
Oh, so we're back to matching again. Again, I'll say it's not a race, it's not a contest. All you have to do is be honest, brave, and true. Something you were bred for, if I'm any judge. Now, if that's too much, you can always change your mind, decide that the marriage was a mistake. Oh, you can walk away. You can walk away from those New Tech's women and never give them another thought, too. But if you walk away from too many of your responsibilities, you aren't a man anymore. You're a parasite. And it's addictive, walking out on things.
I don't want to walk out on her, but I don't know how to be what I need to be.
You already are. You're just barely old enough to grasp this point, but I'll try anyway. You're comparing yourself to Esme and your Serana relatives. But you don't need to be anyone else. Baron, you need to be you, because you are enough. Anyone at all can be enough. Smart enough, brave enough, good enough.
You sound so sure.
Well, I'm not exactly a spring chicken. I've seen a lot of military men, and I've seen Meharry around you. But he's not a fool. He's not going to give his loyalty to an idiot, a coward, a dolt. The fact is, you're revealed by your creation, and a military commander's creation is the way his people act. Meharry was nearly a wreck when we picked him up. I don't know what hurt him so badly, but I do know what got him back. You did.
Oh. So, if I'm not competing with Esme, then we sort of grow in parallel?
Exactly! It'll be easier if you broaden your base. Something that will help you in your career and as your wife's husband is getting comfortable with more kinds of people. How many civilian friends do you have?
Civilian friends?
Yes, yes. Well, we're not all dolts, you know. There aren't a lot of us. The more you know about civilians, all kinds of civilians, the more perspective you'll have. The higher you go, the more you'll have to interact politically as well as militarily.
I never thought of that.
Baron thought now. Civilians, as something other than more or less docile sheep in serious need of shepherding, had never crossed his mind. He was startled to realize that he didn't know any. That his closest approach to civilians had been those depressed and frightened women and children from our Texas. They had needed his help, his guidance, his support. That's what he expected from them.
Militaries always rest on the foundation of a civilian population. They don't feed themselves or supply themselves. Someone grows the food you eat, makes the cloth for your clothes, builds the ships, manufactures the weapons. And that's not counting trade, entertainment, and the arts. Start now building your networks in all these areas.
I guess I can use you for the sciences.
You could indeed.
Baron drew lines on the table with his dessert fork.
But I still don't know if I want to go back into space.
After being blown up, I don't wonder. And you don't have to. It's not a race, remember, not a contest. You can be an honorable, decent man and a good husband to Esme if you never go out on a ship again.
That was a new thought, and a hard one. Unaccountably, just thinking it made him less afraid. He had one reason to be scared, and many reasons to go back to ships.
Not that I think that that's your path. Personally, I think you'll go out there and command a cruiser yourself someday. But what I think doesn't matter. It's your life.
It is.
Baron saw it then, a wavering vision that split and recombined like reflections on water. But lives, more than one life, in which he was someone he could respect. Someone Esme could respect. The professor pushed back his chair.
If I were you, I'd check up on those women. You'll feel better for it.
Baron nodded, but his thoughts were on Esme. Now he could feel for her the joy he should feel.
She has a ship, her own ship. She will be magnificent.